Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast of the First Christian Church of Pittsfield. The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. Every Sunday morning, there is Sunday school offered for all ages at 9:15. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact us.
There's been a lot of announcements today.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
We are so excited to introduce you our guest preacher today. It is Greg Taylor. Greg is a good friend of mine. We have served together as advisors in First Christian Church in Decatur, Illinois, and I've got to observe Greg's stellar character, his love for the Lord, and his passion for global missions. Greg is somebody who I've observed to be a faithful and a wonderful servant of God, and so join me as we welcome Greg Taylor to bring the Word of God to you.
To be here at First Christian Church in Pittsfield, and who made the youth ministry announcement? I want to just say a word about what you shared with the church. Every church and every ministry is one generation from extinction or irrelevance. And so you got 70 teens coming out. Rejoice, be glad, and start cooking, because that's really, really good stuff. And if you need an example of what that looks like, 20 years ago, I was serving at Lincoln Christian College, and we were churning as a Bible college, and we closed our doors May 31st, sadly. So praise God for an opportunity like that. It's an honor to be in Pittsfield this morning. I was trying to think how long I've known Michael. It's been a while, but I love this brother in Christ and was honored to be able to come and share with you today. I think that you guys are doing some great things here in Pike County, and it's an honor to be able to share with you. I do need to give a shout out. Probably the people that influenced me the most in my teenage years was my preacher and his wife, Bob and Joanne Phillips. I don't know if anybody knows that name or not. Joanne Phillips grew up not far from here, I believe, in Detroit, Illinois, Detroit Christian Church, and she went to be with Jesus a couple years ago. Bob is still moving ahead. He's 93. He has more, I think, spunk than I do some days, but he loves Jesus, and just needed to give a shout out to Bob and Joanne this morning. I want to start by talking about last year, 2023, my life. If I were to summarize 2023, I might summarize it like this. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Okay, I stole that, of course. It was the best of times in that I serve a church in Danville, Illinois, that had probably our best year of ministry ever. We started in 1899. We've been around for a long time. We're a church that on Sunday morning has five services in two venues, and we only come together in one service one time a year, and that's for Easter. We rent the Civic Center in Danville, and we do Easter at the arena. And baptisms is a big part of what we do. And we went into Easter at the arena hoping for lots of baptisms, but we showed up that day only knowing of five baptisms. And we had two huge baptismal tanks. And we were thinking, you know, five baptisms, praise the Lord, those are five lives, but, you know, we only needed one tank. 53 people spontaneously made the decision to accept Jesus Christ and be baptized that day. Greatest day of ministry that I've ever been a part of. I became a grandpa in 2023. And I know you're thinking, you don't look old enough to be a grandpa. You are thinking that, right? I hope. But man, it's changed my life. My grandson and daughter and son-in-law live in Kansas City. So I've been flying by Pittsfield on I-72, Route 36, many times in the last 7 months. I had the opportunity to travel many places in 2023, including Lebanon. I was in the country of Lebanon in mid-September with the ministry Heart for Lebanon, one of the best opportunities that I've had cross-culturally. It was the best of times. But it was also the worst of times in many ways. I woke up on May 4, 2023, to news that I never imagined I would see or read. I've been to the Kuki Christian Church mission in Manipur, India, a couple different times. And I awakened to an alert from one of the leaders of that ministry. And this was the email, genocide has broken out against the kooky Christians. And I thought to myself, it can't be that bad, can it? And if you know your world history, you know that it was worse than that in many ways. I told you I was in Lebanon in mid-September for a wonderful week of ministry with Heart for Lebanon. I flew home on Saturday, September 23rd, and 2 weeks later, war in Gaza broke out. War in Israel broke out. And my friends in Lebanon that love Jesus, they are smack dab in the middle of Hezbollah territory. And I received a cable just a couple days ago saying no Americans can come to Lebanon this year. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It reminds me of the words of Jesus that you have on your wall over here. It's John 16:33. Here's what Jesus said. I've told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world. And so Michael asked me if I would share about one of the ministries that I'm connected with cross-culturally. And it was tough whether to talk about Lebanon or talk about India. But I want to share with you this morning about the incredible ministry that's taking place in Northeast India, the Kooky Christian Church. And I know some of you, you're saying, a Kooky Christian Church? More about that in just a moment. This is what you probably think of when you think of India. What is that? Taj Mahal, right? The Kooky Christian Church mission, Manipur State, India, is nowhere near the Taj Mahal in Agra. This next picture is a map of India. And so, you know, you see the mainland part of India, but then over on the right side of your screen, there's eight different northeastern states. And one of those states is the state of Manipur. The capital city is Imphal, a city of about 100,000. And when you think of India, you probably think of Hindu, right? India is 82% Hindu. It's 2.2% Christian. But in Manipur State, where I have been, it's about 40% Christian and about 45% Hindu. And so God, for quite some time, has been doing some incredible, incredible work in Northeast India in Manipur State. This next person is one of my great heroes of the faith. This is Dr. Tilun Kim. He's the founder of the Kooky Christian Church Mission. I brought my Bible to the pulpit. Do we call this a pulpit? To the pulpit this morning. And I open it up and I can't read a word because it's in the kooky language. And that man right there, Dr. Tilun Kim, translated the entire Bible from Hebrew and Greek into the Kooky language. He's one of the most godly men that I know. And this next picture is Dr. Lun Kim and two of his daughters that help lead the Kooky Christian Church mission. Today, as I share with you, I want to give us four theological reminders that we can't lose sight of. And maybe you're saying theological, what's that mean? It's just the study of God. That's all theology means. It's just the study of God. But there's four reminders that have been reinforced as I've walked with my brothers and sisters in Christ from the Kooky Christian Church Mission, but they're theological reminders for the faithful in Pike County. They're reminders for you and for me, because let's be honest, for some of us, your year last year was a lot like my year. It was the best of times in many ways, but it was tough sledding in some ways as well. So let's dive in. Number one is this, reminder number one, the sovereignty of God opens doors of inconceivable blessing and impact. Some of us, we are living illustrations of the fact that God has a plan for our lives, and we have been able to be a part of realities we never thought were possible. It's not because we're awesome, right? It's because he is awesome. And so there's a scripture. It's a foundational scripture for the Kooky Christian Church Mission in Manipur, India. It's a foundational scripture for the restoration movement of which we are a part of. Guys like Alexander Campbell, Walter Scott, who ministered not far from here in Jacksonville, Illinois, Barton W. Stone, they fell in love with the words of Jesus from John chapter 17. And I want to read for you John 17, beginning with verse 17. These are the words of Jesus during what we know as Holy Week, the last couple days of his earthly ministry. Here's what he said to his disciples. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I've sent them into the world.
For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I've given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them, you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Campbell loved John 17 because it articulated there is one church. There is one church. Friends, we are so divided in the faith community in the United States of America, right? And yet Jesus said, I want you to be one. I want you to be all about the truth. I want you to be all about sharing the good news. But I want you to be one. So let me tell you the story of Dr. T. Lun Kim and the Kuki Christian Church mission. Lun Kim became a widower at a very young age. His wife died not long after giving birth to his fifth child. And Lun Kim found himself alone in India, trying to raise five children, but feeling a deep burning in his soul that God had a plan for him to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to his homeland, Northeast India. Sorry about that, Mike. I hope it'll be okay later. And so Lun Kim did something that was unheard of during that time. He left his five children in the care of relatives, and he traveled to Southern California to Fuller Theological Seminary to get further education in order to come back to India and start a ministry of one church. While he was there, he met two professors from Lincoln Christian Seminary that were also studying at Fuller. Some of you will know the name Max Ward Randall. Some of you will know the name Cyril Simpkins. And Lun Kim got up and gave a presentation for their class. And Max Ward Randall sprang to his feet following that sermon and came up and said, I did not know you were a part of the restoration movement. That was one of the best messages I've ever heard on the restoration movement. And Lun Kim said, what is the restoration movement? I don't know about this restoration movement. But it began a friendship between these two influential seminary professors from Lincoln, Illinois, and a man that God had put a call on his life from Northeast India. And so years passed, and Lun Kim started a church in Northeast India, but he believed that there was so much more that could happen. And Simpkins called him up and said, come to Lincoln, Illinois, in the summer of 1980, and we will go on a tour. We will go to Eastview Christian Church. We will go to First Christian Church of Champaign. We will go to Northwest Christian Church in Decatur. We will go all over Westside Christian Church in Springfield, and we will raise money for you to start your mission. And so Lun Kim did it. And let me just tell you, it's a long plane ride from India to Chicago, Illinois. I've been on that plane 16 and a half hours, okay? But Lun Kim comes, and he goes on this tour, 8 different churches. He shares his dream. And he raised exactly $0 along the way. And he was deeply discouraged. There was one assignment left. That was at Lincoln Christian Church. And they wouldn't give him the Sunday morning slot, but they said, you can come to Sunday evening church. And so he showed up for Sunday evening church, and by his own words, he was discouraged. He thought, God, why have you brought me all the way to Central Illinois to not open the floodgates of prosperity for this ministry? And he said the message that night wasn't very good. He didn't feel very well. He cut his message short. A stomach bug was attacking him. But sitting in the pews of Lincoln Christian Church that night was a godly man by the name of Leroy Trulock. And Trulock said, come to my office at Lincoln Christian College the next day. I want to see you. And Lun Kim showed up. And Trulock said, how much would you need to launch the Kuki Christian Church mission? Lun Kim said, I estimate $50,000. Trulock got out his checkbook and he wrote a check for $50,000. Lun Kim said later he should have said $75,000. But it's from those roots that this ministry began to flourish. And when I showed up on the scene in 2014, here's what I found. Here's some pictures. That's the Kuki Christian Church Complex in Imphal, Manipur State. And I skipped this slide earlier, but when we talk about Kuki, that is a tribe of people. Okay, so K-U-K-I, not kooky like Michael's kooky, or I'm kooky, K-U-K-I. And so that's the church. Here is the very first church service that I was a part of, this next slide. That is a Thursday night in the middle of winter. Spur of the moment, they decided that day, we've got these crazy Americans coming to town, let's have a church service. They also built a hospital, a five-story hospital. Dr. Anjali Nayak from Bloomington, Illinois was the major benefactor for that hospital. This is the inside of the hospital, this next slide. And the crazy thing about it is, in America, we get sick, we go to the emergency room, we're going to be treated. In India, especially Northeast India, if you can't pay, you're out of luck. Except for the Christian hospital. The Christian hospital will treat anyone, and hundreds of people have come to saving faith in Jesus Christ because of a hospital in Northeast India. They also have a great nursing school. These are students, I think they call it a pinning ceremony. Maybe they're getting ready for their pinning ceremony. And what they've done is they have reached out to all the remote villages in Manipur and Assam and other northeastern Indian states. And they bring these girls in for 2 years and they train them as nurses, but they also give them a theological education. And they go back to their villages and they're kind of the chief medical person, but they're also sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. They're also helping lead Bible studies and tell people about Jesus. This next slide is the Trulock Theological Seminary. The next slide is the Restoration Bible College. The next slide is an orphanage. I get misty talking about this, but there are so many children that are just thrown away. And a good friend of mine, Tom Segelke, and his wife Rita said, we've got to do something. And so they started an orphanage in Northeast India. They do a convention every year. That's the reason I was able to go the first time. And this is a picture of me preaching this next slide at the Kuki Christian Church Convention in 2014. Again, that is my translator because very few people there speak English. And then this last slide that I want to show you here, this is the leadership team of the Kuki Christian Church Mission along with myself and my friend Tom Segelke in 2014. These men and women of faith have changed the world for Christ in Northeast India. And I've been twice in 2014 and in 2017. And when I came home in 2014, I sat down with some ministry leaders, and here was my message to them. The Kuki Christian Church Mission is the best example of an indigenous, difference-making mission and ministry that I've ever been exposed to. And I said, I strongly encourage you to support this ministry. They are changing the world for Christ in Northeast India, and there's not an American there. It's all being led by Christians, by people from the Kuki tribe, and 500 churches, a Bible college, a seminary, a hospital, a convention that just, I mean, it blows away how many people come. And I hear all of this, and I'm reminded God brought this all together in a classroom in Southern California, when two Central Illinois seminary professors and a man from Northeast India that had never met each other came together because of the words of Jesus in John chapter 17. Only Jesus can do that. Only God can do that. Here's the second reminder, and this is tough. This is hard. Evil in our world brings unimaginable pain, persecution, and suffering. I was reading this week, I was at Ozark Christian College for their annual preaching and teaching convention, and I was just reading through the Open Doors World Watch List for 2024. And it is heartbreaking what is happening to brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. And I know sometimes we think we're facing persecution. And friends, there are things that are happening in America and especially the state of Illinois that I am not excited about. I am not doing a happy dance over. Understand me. But you start reading about some of the persecution that's taking place, and I praise God I live in the United States of America with all of its flaws. I praise God that we have the freedom that we have to worship. On May 4, 2023, genocide broke out against the Kuki Christian Church mission. Let's look at this next slide here. That is actually a church about 10 kilometers from Enfall. It's up in the hills. That's my friend Michael Malik. He's a preacher in Lincoln, Illinois. We were there in 2017, and Lun Kim took us to this spot because he said, I want you to see this church. And I walked in, and I got to tell you, I wasn't impressed. It had a dirt floor. I mean, it's open air, and I'm thinking, why does he want me to see this? And he said, the church is half completed. And I said, well, why are you showing me that? He said, they had a beautiful church. And the Hindu leaders in the village said, there will not be a Christian church in our village. And they said, well, God's called us to be here. We're going to be here. And they finally said, if you show up for worship next Sunday, you will not have a church next Monday. And they showed up for church on Sunday, and that night, the radical Hindus burnt their church building to the ground. This was 2017. Now, we're there 6 months after that happened. And what was really cool is Lun Kim said the Sunday after they burnt the church to the ground, they were there at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday morning worshiping in the rubble. He said there was still wood smoldering, and they were worshiping Jesus Christ. And they said, keep burning them down. We're going to keep worshiping Jesus. Let's look at this next slide here. These are news articles about the persecution that took place in Manipur, the genocide against the Christians. Let me just summarize for you what happened. 175 Kukis were killed. 1,100 were injured. 386 churches were destroyed, most of them burned to the ground. 5,000 homes of Kukis were burned to the ground, and 70,000 people were displaced, including my friends that had based in Imphal for 40 years. They had 1 hour to gather whatever they could and run for their lives. The theological seminary is gone. The Bible college, it's gone. The orphanage, who tears down an orphanage? The orphanage is gone. The hospital's still standing, but it's been seized by the military for military purposes. And I look at this persecution and I look at this suffering and I can't believe what I've read. I can't believe what I've seen. This next article, 44 churches burnt. This was day 3 that this article came out. It's 10 times that since. And I think to myself, what's Dr. T. Lun Kim thinking? What's his daughter Kimsha and her husband Alette, he's the dean of the seminary, thinking? What are families thinking that no longer have a home, that can no longer live in Imphal? I wonder if they're reminded of the words of Jesus from the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Here's what Jesus said. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. I wonder if my friends in Northeast India know their Bible and they remember what happened in the holy city of Jerusalem that we read about at the end of 2 Kings and the end of 2 Chronicles. I'm pretty sure they know about the Fox's Book of Martyrs that details how every disciple of Jesus Christ, minus John the Apostle, died a martyr's death. Never gave up. Never gave in. Never threw in the towel. Never said, it's just too difficult. It's just too hard. Friends, when I see evil in our world today, it makes me angry. I'm not at my best, but I'm reminded there's nothing really new under the sun, is there? Here's the third theological reminder. This is good news. God works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose, even genocide and persecution in Northeast India, even war in Israel that is causing so much pain and suffering for followers of Jesus Christ. I stole that from a scripture. You probably realize that. It's Romans 8:28. Let me put Romans 8:28 up on the screen. It says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose." Let me ask you, if you were Dr. T-Lun Kim, he's 97, by the way, would you maybe just say, it's time to retire? It's time to move to America and live with my daughter in Florida. If you were Alet and Kimcha Kongsai, would you maybe say, I'm sure there's seminaries other places that are much safer? Or would you say, I'll stay in India but relocate to Delhi or Calcutta or someplace else that is more protected? The Kuki Christian Church mission lost 43 years of infrastructure, of buildings, of labor, like that. In a day, it was gone. But the first time that I talked to Kimcha, I expected to encourage her, and guess what she did? She was encouraging me. She said it's all part of God's plan, and we believe that God has its greatest days in store for the Kuki Christian Church mission moving forward, not behind us. And so they have relocated 40 kilometers to the north. This is really hard to see, but it's just north of Imphal. Kang Pokai, I can't pronounce it very well. It's a smaller community, but it's very safe for Christians. The radical Hindus are nowhere to be found. Have you heard of FAME? FAME is a ministry out of Indianapolis, Indiana, that helps facilitate medical missions all over the world. They helped build the hospital 20 years ago. They have stepped up and said, we're going to raise $100,000 this year to relocate the hospital 40 kilometers to the north. The Bible College and Seminary, they're in session. They didn't miss a day of class. The students, they're not living in dorms. They're living in tents. But they're showing up every day, figuring out how can I, as an ambassador of Christ, be educated theologically and take the good news of Jesus Christ all over Northeast India. The churches, some of the churches have had to relocate. Most of them don't have their long-standing buildings anymore. But ministry continues. Hundreds have been baptized in the last 9 months since the genocide broke out. And it's a reminder that even when life is tough, First Christian Church, God has a plan. Some of you, you're here today, and if you're being honest, you probably didn't want to come to church because you're not feeling like God is moving in your life like you wanted him to. Maybe you're echoing the words of the Apostle Paul from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Remember what Paul said? Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take away the thorn in my flesh. Three times I said, God, take it away. I wonder if my friends in India say, God, will you just wipe out those Muay Thai Hindus? Will you just give us victory like you gave Joshua when he conquered the promised land? And you know, God told the Apostle Paul no. He said, I'm not taking away the thorn in the flesh. And God told the Kuki Christian Church leadership team, I'm not wiping out the Muay Thai Hindus. You're going to have to leave Imphal. But guess what? God told Paul, I'm not taking away your pain, your thorn in the flesh, because my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. You may be here today saying, God, just take that person out of my life. They're driving me crazy. I have to work with them and I can't get along with them. Or take this neighbor away. That is just such a challenge. It could be that God's saying, no, my grace is enough. And you're right where I want you to be. You're exactly where I want you to be. And what comes next in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 that I love so much is Paul says this, that's why for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. And then he says what some believe was his philosophy of ministry, when I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak, then I am strong. I look at my brothers and sisters in Christ in Northeast India, and they are literally leaning on the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ. Remember that hymn we used to sing years ago? They are leaning, man. And that's my challenge for you today. If you find yourself down, if you find yourself discouraged, if your countenance is not what it once was, will you lean on the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ? I hope to go to Northeast India later this year or early next year. And I know it's going to be heartbreaking when we travel through Imphal to see all the destruction that's taken place. But I praise God that there are young Christian men living in tents, waking up at 6 a.m. every day to study God's word, saying, God, how are you going to use me? God, where are you going to send me? Now, I could stop the message right here, and I'm a little short on time, so I thought about doing it, but I can't forget about number four. Number four is the best news of all. There will be a day when pain and persecution will be no more. And I don't know about you, I long for that day. I can't wait for that day. My wife and I were home just kind of hanging out on the couch one night, and she said, you know, there's a question I want to ask you I've been thinking about for quite some time. I said, okay, yeah, what is it? She said, will there be horses in heaven? And I had a great theological answer. I have no idea. I'm in Pike County, so maybe I had to ask it like this. Were there be big bucks in heaven? You know, well, some of you are saying, I hope so, right? There's a lot about heaven. I don't know. We don't know. But John in Revelation 21 gives us a glimpse of what we have to look forward to. Listen to these words. He says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Here's where it gets really good, verse 4. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And the older I get, the more I long for that day. The more I long for the day where I don't get middle-of-the-night phone calls talking about the oppression of Christians halfway around the world. And I don't visit with people on Sunday morning that are struggling with a thorn in the flesh today. And so here's your bottom line, First Christian Church of Pittsfield. Our call, your call, is faithfulness to Jesus Christ, no matter the circumstance. No matter the situation. I entitled this message, Peace and Perseverance Despite Pain and Persecution. And you know, pain and persecution come in various forms, in various realities. You may be saying, my life's great. I've never experienced a storm of life. You know what I've got for you? Just wait, right? Just wait. But when it comes, you can have peace in Jesus Christ. You can persevere in Jesus Christ. I love this scripture. I'll end with this. My dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Youth ministry matters. World Day of Prayer matters. I'm guessing there are people that live in Pike County that don't know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And it might just be that God's calling you to be their ambassador. You know what's 5 weeks from today? Everybody knows what's 5 weeks today. Easter Sunday. You know what day of the year more visitors show up for church than any other day? Easter Sunday. It's a reminder to invite. It's a reminder to say, come to church with me and sit by me. And if we do anything weird, I'll let you know what we're doing. I'll explain it to you. I want you to know the good news of Jesus Christ. And so I end with one final picture. This was my first trip to India during the convention. And we're getting ready to do what we did today, to break bread. Their communion looks a little different, sitting on my Bible. That Bible has since went to be with Jesus. It was a rat-tat compilation at that point. But I thought, that's the lordship of Jesus Christ in a picture. The power of the Word of God. The reminder that Jesus is with us always to the very end of the age. The reminder that Jesus died for you and for me so that we can become the righteousness of God. So stand firm, First Christian Church. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's good news. Let's pray. God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity that we've had to be here. God, I thank you for the worship that we experienced today, for the passion of my brothers and sisters in Christ here at First Christian Church in Pittsfield. God, I pray that 2024 is just an incredible year, a capstone year, a cornerstone year for this church that's been around for so many years. And God, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Northeast India. I pray that you continue to use them to tell the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, help us to stand firm. Help us to always allow the solid rock of Jesus Christ to guide us.
The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.